Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. It is a Tuesday morning, February, however you pronounce it, 9th, 2021, 17 minutes past the hour, and we've got a great two-hour program for you today. 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, is with us. First live appearance since the election of President Joe Biden. Well, inauguration of President Joe Biden. Mary Ellen was with us in early January, and here she is again for another two-hour broadcast, and I know a lot of people have come up to me in the grocery store and said they really enjoyed that broadcast, so we're always glad to have Mary Ellen back. A little programming note. Coming up tomorrow on this show, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, this year, actually as of January the 3rd, is celebrating 10 years since his video went viral and he became a national sensation, and he will be on tomorrow morning discussing that 10-year period. And I'll tell you, this interview was taped over the weekend. This is something you don't want to miss, because Ted talks, it's not so much just about how he got to where he is, but he talks very in-depth about some of the troubles he's faced in the last 10 years in regard to being the man with the golden voice, but also how that did not help him in certain areas that you think it might have. Plus, a big announcement tomorrow from Ted Williams. You won't want to miss that. That'll be tomorrow morning, 9:10 to 10 a.m. But on that note, we turn to the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Mary Ellen, how are you?
I'm just fine, Scott.
Good to talk with you. Good to see you. Last time you were on, it was fun because I knew that some statements must have been made because the interview was covered by the Marion Star on the front page.
Right.
So we must have been interesting the last
time. Yeah, they even put a picture on there.
Well, you know, that's a funny thing. I came on the next morning and I said, it's a nice picture, but it was from October.
Yeah.
And I think people thought it was from the previous Thursday.
They thought I had another birthday.
They thought you had another birthday. And I thought, we don't want to double those up.
No.
But it was a nice article, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought the Star wrote, it did a nice job writing that article.
Yeah, they did. They left out, though, that I had talked to Joyce Beatty and the gal from Toledo, Marcy Kaptur.
Marcy Kaptur.
I thought that should have been in there, that I had talked to them. Yeah.
They seem to really hit on your feelings about Jim Jordan.
Yeah. I have strong feelings about him. You know, he's my congressman, and I think he's a terrible person to represent all of us.
Well, I'll tell you this. In the last month since that all happened, Mayor Schertzer said something similar.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Not as deep as where you went, but he said something similar.
Yeah.
And then last week we had Governor Strickland on, uh-huh. and he went just about as deep as you did.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I wish I'd have heard that.
Yeah, I'll send you a link.
Oh, okay.
You know, Governor Strickland last week, I know you go way back with him.
Yeah.
He was fascinating. I talked to him about the Capitol breach. I talked with him about the upcoming governor's race next year. Talked to him about the Senate race. Well, we haven't talked. What do you make of Portman running?
I was interested that Jim Jordan isn't going to run for it. I mean, I was kind of glad to see that.
Now, I still find that a peculiar choice, because clearly he's a guy with aspirations.
Yeah, but he's got it where he's at. He's way up there in Congress. I mean, his working through all these years, how many years has he been there? He's worked his way up till he's in the pinnacle spot there for him. He's not in charge, but he's in charge of the crazies, you know.
Well, and just to get this on and get it out of the way at this point, what do you make of his support of the congresswoman who has said some...
Green, yeah.
Who has said some things that don't exactly add up in a lot of cases.
Well, you would expect him to go along with her because that's the way he is. I mean, he's just off the books.
What do you think, I mean, to set aside your feeling about him personally, politically, what is he doing by supporting her? He didn't have to do that.
I think he just likes to shock people. I think he likes the shock, yeah.
He's an interesting person. Do you think, because I always hear that the reason he's in there is gerrymandering, but at this point, he's such a known figure, he's on national television, even if this district wasn't so gerrymandered, Do you think somebody could beat him?
Well, you know, the guys running against him that ran against him before in the primary, and I was glad to see that, although this guy's got so much money that's, you know, to run against him would be a tough job. But he's got a lot on the ball, the guy running against Jim Jordan. And his name is, what is it, Art? I'm trying to think of his name.
He was the same guy who last time made the run against him. Why do you think he's doing this?
I don't know. I talked to him a while at the, I think it was one of the Democratic meetings where Jennifer Bruner was a speaker. I talked to this man, and I was very impressed with him. And I was glad to see that he was running, and then I see that Jim Jordan's got $5 million in the bank, and I thought, oh boy, you know.
When we look at what's going to go on, Jim Jordan will be up, I think, again, is it next year?
Yeah. He's up every 2 years.
Every 2 years.
Yeah, he never lets loose, you know.
Do you think that unless something really goes haywire, that he's going to face any kind of a threat?
Probably not.
Does it all relate back to gerrymandering, or is it at this point because somebody in California knows who Jim Jordan is? He's just got a name recognition right now.
Well, I think the gerrymandering thing is for real. That area that he represents is so huge, and it's just a weird drawing of the map for that. And I swear it should be changed. It's I don't know if we're ever going to be able to do it or not, but I think that would sure help.
With Senator Portman not running again, we don't really know why he's not running again. Do you take him at his word that he's just ready to be done?
Well, he probably doesn't want to be in the minority, and nobody likes that. You know, I think he's just had enough.
Now, at this point, I don't think any Republicans have announced for that seat.
No.
But let's go to the Democratic side here, because there's a lot of talk there. A lot of talk.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, I think at this point, Tim Ryan has announced.
Yeah.
And Governor Strickland on this program last week said that's who he supports.
Did he?
He's already announced that's who he's supporting.
Yeah.
What do you make of Tim Ryan?
Oh, I think he's got a lot on the ball. He's a go-getter, I'll tell you that. And now there's somebody else running. The woman that was in the health area for DeWine, what was her name, that quit? Isn't she running?
I don't know that she's announced,
but
I think she did resign her post in Columbus, and that's what we all think she's doing.
Oh, okay.
I was going to ask you, what do you make of her?
Well, I was very surprised, and I'm all for it. I mean, you know, run if you want to run.
Do you think at this point you really don't need political experience, because I don't think she's ever run for anything.
No. being a senator, it's going to, I mean, when they're in the beginning, it's probably real tough. They've got to make their way, and they got to win over some friends in there. And you know, as I watched when Hillary went in as senator and the way she operated very well. And And, you know, it's an interesting thing to watch. And Tim Ryan is, he knows how to work the system. I don't know if this woman does or not, but she maybe does. I don't know, you know.
Amy Acton is who we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't think of her name, yeah.
Now, do you think that because she has such a name recognition in Ohio, that she would be a better candidate than Tim Ryan?
Well, he's well known. He's really well known. He's I don't know that she's better known than him. I wouldn't say that.
Would you say that her name conjures up good things or bad things with people at this point?
Well, I think good things. Yeah, she does with me good things. I can't guess anybody else's feelings, but I always thought she did a wonderful job.
Well, there was that bit where people were protesting on her lawn.
Well, yeah, but you got to get used to that, you know.
What is the nearest thing that happened? What decision did you make in office here in Ohio that just did not set well with people the most?
Well, let me think. I'll have a tough time. No, I can't think of right off the hand. I can't think of anything that upset people.
So nobody ever showed up on your lawn, luckily.
Oh, no. But people just plain didn't like me, you know.
Now, was that political or was it something you did?
It was political.
Political.
Yeah, because I don't know that I ever did anything that upset people for that reason, you know.
Were you conscious of that when you made a decision?
Oh, gosh, yes. When you come out and say that you're a Democrat in Marion County, you got to think twice. And I thought, well, tomorrow everybody's going to know I'm a Democrat, you know, because it was going to be in the paper. I was running for clerk of courts. And but I guess it goes back to my dad saying he didn't run for office because you lost your friends. But I don't know that I lost any friends. I know there was a few people didn't speak to me after that, but if that's what bothered him, okay.
Well, I wanted to ask you this. We didn't get a chance to get to this last time, but in 2020, no Democrats won in Marion County at all.
Yeah.
That were not unopposed. Mm-hmm. There is now a Republican sheriff for the first time in mm-hmm. many, many years. There are no Democratic county commissioners. City council is 50-50 with one independent. The mayor's a Democrat. But that's pretty much where we are right now. What has happened to the Democratic Party in Marion? Since you've been back, this has pretty well taken place.
Yeah, I know. Well,
you didn't bring it with you.
I was going to say, you think I had something to do with it.
I don't think that. You've just been a witness to what was going on.
I can't answer that. I don't know. I don't know what's happened. I don't think we've got enough people working at it. I mean, you know, they work hard, but somehow they're not getting it across. Yeah.
What advice would you give Democrats locally? Because clearly something would have to change, and this year will be the big city council elections. So there will probably be a Democrat and Republican up for most seats. What advice do you give those people to not have it turn out like it has in past?
Well, I don't know. I think the best thing to do is to search for the very best person that you can think of for that job and try to get them to run. There's a lot of people that you have respect for ordinarily. And if you can find people like that, it makes it a little easier. And somebody that's in the news anyway, and, you know. My advice, I don't know what to say really otherwise. There's got to be some strong people at the top working on it.
Do you think locally there's an infrastructure to the Democratic Party? The Republicans certainly have one. Do the Democrats?
Well, I don't think the Republicans, nationally, they're just killing themselves. I mean, if that keeps on, they're not going to be worth anything.
What do you think in the end? Because right now it's the Donald Trump philosophy mm-hmm. versus the philosophy of what the party was before Donald Trump. But I'm not sure which side's winning right now.
Well, they say if Donald Trump drops out of the Republican Party and his people go with him, they're not going to have anything left of it.
So do they have to cater to him?
Yeah, that's right. That's what they're doing.
Well, the impeachment trial is going to get underway.
Yeah, today.
Trump has had some issues with lawyers. He's had some issues.
He can't find lawyers.
Can't find lawyers.
And when he does, they don't know straight up, you know.
And then there was some talk that he would testify.
No, he's not going to testify.
I don't think that's going to happen at this point. So what do you think we're going to see? Because the Republicans, for the most part, have said we're probably not going to convict him.
Yeah. Yeah, they're afraid of him. They're all chicken, you know, chicken time.
So does this just end up being another act that really goes nowhere?
Yeah, it looks like it, yeah. Unless somebody stands up and is heard, you know.
What do I obviously you are not a fan of Donald Trump, but what does he have that allows this, that has allowed? He was the first Republican elected in 8 years after President Obama, who was a popular Democratic mm-hmm. president.
Yeah.
The Republican Party was not in good shape when Obama came in. W. Bush left it in a pretty bad place. But Donald Trump did something. He got elected, and his supporters, whether it's 30 or 40%, whatever it is, they have followed him to the bitter end. Yeah. And he did get, he overperformed what he was supposed to in the last election.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it about this man?
Well, he entertains people. He is very entertaining. I like to watch him speak and hear what he has to say. I would listen to him. But good grief, I'm not going to support him, but he has a way about speaking that wins people over. That's all I can say, yeah.
A lot of people said that Ronald Reagan, because of his acting background, was very conscious of how he came across.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump came from the world of show business.
Mm-hmm.
He'd written books, he'd done many talk shows, he had done The Apprentice. How much of this that he professes do you think is purely Donald Trump, and how much is show? He's just...
Oh, I think it's mostly show because, the stuff he says isn't true. I mean, so it's got to be show.
Do you think he understands that it's show, that he's just...
Well, he believes it, I think. I think he believes what he says.
What is the Democrats' biggest mistake with him?
Well, underestimating him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you think that was done? Even when the polls showed that he was gaining momentum, he won the Republican primary.
Everybody was underestimating him, even the Republicans. Remember all of those Republicans that ran against him? They were shocked when they realized that he was going to win. They didn't see how he could win.
What happened, though? Anybody else? I think there were 18 candidates or something like that.
A whole bunch, yeah.
When you beat 18 candidates,
right.
I would think whether or not you really like the guy or not, you would have to start taking him seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But they never really did.
No.
And it ended up...
And look what happened. Yeah.
And it didn't end up well for him.
No.
When we look here in Ohio right now, Governor DeWine, everybody's starting to raise money because we will have a gubernatorial race next year.
Mm-hmm.
We've already had people announce that they're running for governor.
Who's announced?
I believe, is his name Culver, the mayor of Cleveland?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll check that, but I'm pretty sure on the Democratic
really?
Side.
I didn't know that.
I think he's the only one who's announced at this point. But I know that DeWine and Husted are raising money. I assume DeWine will run again. Mm-hmm. Well, let's start there. At his age and stage and dealing with this pandemic and having Husted as his lieutenant governor, do you think DeWine will run again?
Well, I would rather doubt it because I had heard that Husted was going to take over after about halfway through the term, and he didn't. DeWine is involved in the pandemic, and that might get him to run again, just that, you know, because he has done a pretty good job with that.
Well, how do you rate his term, which right now is being defined by the pandemic?
I thought he did pretty good.
Do you think if the election were held tomorrow that he would win re-election?
Oh, I do. Yeah, I do think he would. Yeah.
So on the state level, what do the Democrats have to do to be viable against him or Husted or whoever else?
I don't know, Scott. It's going to be tough. First of all, when you run against an incumbent, you're running against, you're going uphill, and I don't know this Culver that's I assume he's a Democrat.
I believe so. I'm going to check that, but I'm pretty sure that's his name. I think that happened about a week ago that he announced he was going to run. But is there anybody you see on the horizon who would be a good candidate for governor on the Democratic side?
Well, there's always Rich Cordray, but I don't know if he's going to run or not. I hadn't heard anything.
What do you think this four-year period has been like for Cordray? He released a book, but other than that, pretty quiet.
Yeah, I looked for him to go into the Biden administration, maybe back into the protective, what was the name of the agency he was in? The
Consumer
Protection Agency, yeah.
Why was he not able to defeat DeWine? People felt he was going to. Mm-hmm. What happened there?
DeWine has always run severe commercials, very severe. He did that against John Glenn. In fact, he goes all out and such a bitter campaign. And I think that's what did it.
Do you have to be a gregarious, outspoken person to run for a big office like that?
Well, it helps, but I don't think that's always the case.
Why do you think that a lot of people, like Dr. Acton, who has no political experience that we know of, can walk in with name recognition and possibly run for a Senate seat?
Well, it's all in desire. If she really desires to do that, she would probably do a good job because it's all in your desire, you know. That's it.
How hard is it to run for a statewide office?
Oh, it's rough. You got to travel all over the state. You run for a local office, you just have to travel around in your county. But you run for the state of Ohio, you're all over the map. I remember going up to Williams County, and I thought I'd never get there. And the same, all the corner counties were always, you didn't get there very often, but you went.
Well, yeah, this is an interesting day. You had told me when you came in this morning that 27 years ago today, 1994, mm-hmm. this was the day that you were confirmed for Treasurer of the United States by the Senate.
Right.
What, for people who've never watched it or understood it, what is that process like?
Well, I had to go visit all the members of the committee, the Finance Committee, which Moynihan was the chairman, and meet with them individually. And they had a person from Treasury go with me. But there was nobody with me when I went to see Moynihan for some reason. But it's now you don't, the U.S. Treasurer doesn't have to be confirmed by the Senate. That changed in 2012, which it was a job to get confirmed. I mean, you could get voted up or voted down.
What is do people, how deep do they look into your past?
Oh, they look, believe me, they look into it, and it's very, very political. But I was unanimous, and that doesn't happen too often. But the Republicans were happy that I was leaving Ohio because I was going to run for governor, and everybody was glad that I went to the federal government.
You know, with this governor's race coming up, how close did that come, you running for governor?
Pretty close, yeah. And then they tried to get me to run again after I was U.S. Treasurer when they were having trouble. And I had calls every day from the top people, yeah.
Why did you decide not to go the governor route?
Well, I wanted to be in the federal government. I wanted to see what it was like. I knew what state government was like. And, just to have the knowledge of the federal government was something I really wanted. And I was glad I did, yeah.
At that time, we have not had a whole lot of Democratic governors in the last 20 years. Why do you think, is Ohio generally a Republican state?
Yeah, it was. I mean, you had Frederick Smith running everything for a long time. You go way back to I can't remember the names back, but it was just all Republican. I remember that when I was a kid, you know.
What do you think, is there an issue that makes Ohio Republican?
I don't know. There might be. I don't know what it is.
When you went out to speak for statewide office, were there things that you knew, I shouldn't talk about this, this is going to be not taken well by the voters?
Well, yeah, you always watch that. But you talk about something you're going to do, and believe me, you do it. You don't ever talk about something you're going to do and never do it. Yeah.
Back in those days, because the two issues that people seem to be reticent to talk about these days are, maybe not so reticent anymore, but gun control and abortion have always been two gigantic issues in politics for whatever reason. Did you speak a lot about those issues?
No, I didn't speak about them, but I had to declare right away that I was for having guns back then. And of course, I'm not now. And I was against. I was for Roe versus Wade. You had to declare right away, or you wouldn't get the support of the main people, really, in the Democratic Party.
What changed your opinion on
guns?
Yeah.
Oh, the children being killed in schools. That's terrible. Yeah.
Why do you think abortion, which has always been such a small percentage, the percentage really of people who get them is very small, why do you think that is always one of the top three or four issues in every statewide national campaign?
Well, it's an issue because I can remember what it was like before we had it. It was terrible. Yeah.
Remind people why that came to be, because I think so many years have passed now since, mm-hmm. I think it was 1972 Roe versus Wade came down, nearly 50 years, that people have forgotten why that was put in place.
Oh, women were doing things that were ruining their bodies to have miscarriages. It was terrible. Yeah.
In today's world, do you foresee, with the Supreme Court makeup the way it is, that that could be overturned?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's always the worry, that it would happen. And young people don't realize how bad it was before we had that. They should really look into it before they become, so set in their ways on it.
We've talked about this before. Ohio, at this particular point, has never had an elected female governor. Mm-hmm. We've never had an elected, I believe, African-American governor.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I think anything other than a white man at this particular point.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Other states have. Mm-hmm. Even Texas. They had Ann Richards.
Oh, they sure did. Yeah, it takes somebody like Ann Richards. she was a go-getter. Well, I don't know. Somebody will come along one of these days. Maybe. Maybe the gal that was the what was the person that was head of the health thing?
Oh, Dr. Acton?
Yeah, Dr. Acton. Maybe she should run for governor.
Well, somebody who certainly has aspirations right now, we had on 2 or 3 weeks ago, is Nan Whaley, the mayor of Dayton.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and she's already announced that she will not run for mayor of Dayton again,
uh-huh.
And that she's consulting her husband right now and family.
Oh, really?
What she should do. Now, common wisdom, I think, would be it's either going to be the Senate seat or the governor's race.
Yeah.
Do you have any thought on Nan Whaley?
Yeah, well, she would do a good job. Yeah.
Do you think at this point, with people declaring and looking at this Senate seat, that it would be harder to get into that election? Because clearly there's going to be a big primary there.
You think?
I think Ryan's already in. I think it's certainly possible Dr. Acton could get in. And if she got in on top of that, those are three well-known people in Ohio, and that might be a knockdown, drag-out primary, which I'm not sure the Republican will have, because we don't even know who's running on the Republican side yet.
Yeah, right. Well, it'll be interesting to watch.
Is that a Republican seat? Is it possible for a Democrat to win that Senate seat?
Well, anything's possible. Cincinnati is primarily Republican. But you've got the whole state of Ohio voting on it. If you had the right person running that caught the people's attention, you could win it.
I wanted to come here locally, and next hour we're going to talk about kind of an historic moment when it comes to the Treasury of the United States with Janet Yellen.
Mm-hmm.
But in the final 10 minutes of this hour, I want to talk about a few things locally here. I believe the beginning of March, the trial of Judge Warner is going to start.
Oh.
And he still is employed by the county. He has not resigned. I don't think we've ever talked about that. What do you make of that whole... By the way, and if you don't know, I think it was Memorial Day time, mm-hmm. May.
Yeah, I remember about it.
Judge Warner and his wife were out, and there was an accident, and mm-hmm. they call it a hit and skip, mm-hmm. not staying after the accident happened.
Yeah.
And the person in the other car was injured. Thank God made it through it. But charges have been pressed. There is going to be a trial starting in early March. What have you made of this in your own county here?
Well, I think I'm going to watch the trial and see what happens.
Whatever will happen there will happen. What do you make of the fact that he is still in that position?
I was surprised.
The mayor has called for him to resign.
Mm-hmm.
The current sheriff, Bales, has said he thinks he should resign. Former Sheriff Bailey has said he should resign.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's it as far as resignation. Do you think he should resign?
As I said, I think we'll let the court take care of it.
not just Judge Warner, but politics in general. Are you surprised now how it used to be if something like that would happen, people were quick to leave the position, and then they would go and they would deal with what was going on. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen anymore.
No, it doesn't. And it, I think it goes back to Trump, who would never admit he was wrong on anything. And, you know, all those accusations against him, the minute they accused, the guy was in the Senate from Minnesota.
Al Franken.
Al Franken resigned right away. And the Democrats were forcing him to do it. I thought that was so wrong. Actually, you know, the people on the Republican side were not resigning when anything they were accused of. And I don't know. I think let the courts take care of this. And I just don't want to say.
You know. Well, no, and I understand. Yeah. I just, this, and Judge Warner's in this group, but I believe our auditor is still facing trial coming up.
Yeah.
We've got people like Householder, who just won re-election, and I think, you know, he certainly had some heavy crimes laid against him, but they don't leave. They stay, and they continue to win elections. And
I'll tell you, the Democrats made a big mistake when they didn't run somebody against Householder. I know they didn't know this was going to happen, but you try to get somebody to run against everybody, because you never know what's going to happen during that campaign. And that was a big one.
Do you think because of the makeup of things in Ohio now that some Democrats are reticent to run for office?
Absolutely. What you want in a healthy state is to have strong parties on both sides that can run good people. When you have a dominance of one party, it creates a bad government. And I think we're seeing a little bit of that here.
Do you think the person who's voting understands that?
No, I don't think they think about that sometimes. It's very necessary to have strong Republican Party and a strong Democratic Party.
President Biden took office on January 20th. What did you make of Inauguration Day?
Well, I thought it was great, all the entertainment. I loved Lady Gaga. I thought her singing of the Star Spangled Banner was the best I ever heard anybody do. And the young poet that spoke, and of course, who was the other one? J-Lo.
It was a star-studded affair.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Biden is in there now. What do you make of all the executive orders?
Well, he's trying to get everything in line the way he wants it, and, you know, he's working very hard at it, and I think he's doing a fine job.
This stimulus bill that's coming up, it looked like the Democrats were trying to get support, Republican support in the Senate. Doesn't look like they're going to get it. Do you think it's going to pass?
Yeah.
You do. Mm-hmm. Now, some of the things in this bill, just give me your thoughts on this. The $1,400 to every American and every dependent of every American.
Well, this money comes back. You're always concerned about the debt, but the money comes back when it goes out in this type of a situation.
A $15 minimum wage.
Well, there's different opinions on this, and I'm anxious to see, you know, what happens with that.
Could you, as a Democrat, get behind something like that? If you had to cast a vote, would that be something you would vote yes for?
I don't know, Scott. I haven't seen all the details. I can't really say that without knowing everything I should know.
The student debt, I believe right now it's still at $10,000 they want to forgive, but some people have said as high as $50,000. Do you think this is a good idea?
Well, student debt has been a big problem for a lot of people, and I can't really answer that either, you know?
Knowing, I think those are the three flashpoints of this bill. There are other things, but it's the $15 minimum wage, the forgiveness of some student debt, and the $1,400 stimulus check. What do you think Joe Biden's trying to do, making this his first real legislation?
Well, he's been in government so long and studied these things all through these years that he's probably got some good reasons for doing what he's doing. If I were voting on it, I would know all the details, and I don't, you know.
Just with what we know, if this were to pass, and every American got $1,400, if you have dependents, children, I believe this even encompasses if you're taking care of an elderly person at your home, you get $1,400 for them. All of a sudden, if you're not making minimum wage, which a lot of people are not, certainly here in Marion, the minimum wage jumps up to $15. And if you had any student debt, a lot of it gets forgiven. What do you think the average citizen thinks at that point? Are they preferable to Biden if maybe they weren't before?
Well, I've heard arguments in both ways on these, and it would depend on your personal situation, I think, how you would feel about that. We'll see what happens.
Is there any way at this point, because it's still divided after the last election, presidential, is there any way the Democrats can win over the Trump voter in reality? They say they want to do it, but is it really possible at this point?
Well, I thought as time goes on, I think they'll let loose of their strong feelings on that side, and I could be wrong. It could go the other way, I don't know, because sometimes they feel so strongly about it. If you watch the situation on January 6th, you know how strong those people felt about what they were doing. I mean, this one woman had 8 children. Did you see that? Mm-hmm. I could not believe that a woman that had 8 children would be doing that. I mean, but I had thought that things would subside as time goes on and people see that things are going well as Biden is president. So we'll see. Yeah.
The Democrats, for a long time, were known as the party of the unions, mm-hmm. the party of the working class, the party of the minority vote. Mm-hmm. But oddly enough, when you look at the makeup of most of the Trump voter, it is lower economic people in Ohio and West Virginia and Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to the Democrats with that group?
I don't know. They lost them.
Did something do that?
I don't know. I thought in my own mind that the bickering in Congress turned people off. You know, it's been going on terribly for a long time now. You go back to almost to the 70s probably before it's wasn't so bad. And all the people that were so good at getting along are dead.
Do you think the presidency of Barack Obama and Obamacare turned a lot of lower economic Democrats off?
Well, I wouldn't think it would have turned them off. I would have thought it would have brought them on.
It seemed that people who were running small businesses, when this mandate came in that we're going to fine you if you don't provide health care, which is not cheap for your employees.
Oh, okay, that direction. Yeah, that would have an effect. Yeah. But think of all the people that have the health care, the Obama health care, and they really, really needed it.
And just before we break here, and we've got Mary Ellen for another hour, and we're going to go in talking about this historic moment with Janet Yellen. What people talked about it went on. We had birth certificates questioned. Race was an issue all through Obama's term. Some people say it led to the election of President Donald Trump because of a White House correspondence dinner. In big terms, how much did having the first African-American black president, however people want to say it, hurt the Democratic Party or help them? How big an issue was race now that we look back at it in hindsight?
Well, I always thought that at that correspondence dinner where Obama put down Trump, I think that had some effect there. And it seemed like things went bad after that, race-wise and so forth. I thought it was very clever how he did it. But I think it might have turned some people off.
Do you think overall, were you surprised at what you consider? Well, the birth certificate thing, did you consider that to be racism? Or was that just trying to take a sitting president down?
Oh, just trying to take him down, I thought, yeah.
Do you think race played a big issue in his presidency?
Whose?
Obama.
I didn't think it did, yeah. Did you?
To the American people, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A lot of times they say that, but I never understood how it did. I thought it was such a good thing that he was elected. I thought he was a good president, but there was such arguments they wouldn't work with him. That's what was so bad. If they had worked with him, if he had been white, they would have worked with him, I think. Don't you?
So you think there was a twinge of racism there?
Oh, yeah.
We got to go to break. We've got news and weather coming up, but we've got a whole nother hour with Mary Ellen after this. Stay tuned.
Programming on WWGH Radio is proudly supported by Mimi's Party Zone and Balloons, 117 Greenwood Street,